Hi, everyone. I am so happy that you're listening to our podcast series for Baby Brunch. This is a podcast about ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Because there were two, there was never an opportunity for one of us to slack.
Sure.
For one of us to have a role. For one of us
to have a rest.
To have a rest.
You're dealing with all the emotional stuff and trying to just get one foot in front of the other.
If you say something like that, what happened?
Well, my wife died. It was unexpected, although at the same time, there were warning signs.
Your one child is 6 and the other one is 4, and today was Grommet's day.
Today was Grommet's day, yes.
But this is not your first hospital visit with your 4-year-old. How many have you had?
So in the first year and a half of his life, we calculated that he'd been admitted to hospital 14 times, and this would have been his third surgery in his whole life.
How much, if I have a glass of wine, I'm a busy mom, we're having a glass of wine every night, what am I really taking in?
Just over 2.5 tablespoons of sugar per glass of wine. But what we do is we'll go 7 times 2.6 is 18.2 times that by 4. You're putting an additional 72.8
spoons of sugar?
Spoons of sugar in just by having one glass of wine.
By having one glass of wine every night, I'm putting
72 tablespoons of sugar extra in a month.
What was your son diagnosed with?
Dyspraxia, and he's on the autism spectrum, which is also known as Asperger's. They're the same thing. Dyspraxia is that the signals from your brain don't get to your hands or your coordination. It affects your coordination. So hold a pen, tie your shoelaces, all of those very everyday kind of things that you don't have to think about.
Right.
It also can affect your planning abilities in terms of how you can structure tasks, even break things down for yourself, because there's just an area of the brain which functions in a different way.
You're listening to babybrunch.co.za. I'm Ilana. And over the next couple of weeks, we are going to be chatting to our parents about parenting and knowing that we can change the world for good with something that comes naturally, you know, being a parent.